It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko. And Gilly, I don't know if you know this, but Jess is getting married. Have you heard about that?
What? When?
Yeah, apparently it's sometime this weekend. I don't know, man. The Knights are playing. There's so much on this weekend.
It said Knights do not matter. Just for
there's
weekend
a seafood festival as well this weekend. But yes, it's your wedding.
But it's the last few days before you can either back out or Angus can back out.
Yeah.
Because you do get married this Saturday. Well, we just want to test that you guys are on a solid enough foundation. That's
all. And, you know, people do get cold feet leading up to the wedding. It's a big milestone in their lives. Not that you are or that Angus is, but we just want to make sure live on the radio that neither of you are getting cold feet and you know each other and love each other.
I'll be honest with you. When Angus walked into the studio, I hate surprises. You guys know this. I've never been less happy to see him because I thought, nah, something's going on.
That's great. Nah. 4 days out.
Your beautiful fiancé, Angus, does join us in studio.
Yes.
Hello, everyone.
Are you ready, girls, for the wedding that's going to rival the royal wedding?
I know, right? Bit of pressure.
So what we're going to do, Jess, is we used to play a game called Perfect Partners, where you ask a question of the partner and then see if the answer is aligned with the other to see if you know each other well enough to get married, because some people jump in too early.
Yeah.
So we're going to ask you questions, Jess, and Angus has already recorded his answers to them, so he does know what's going on a little bit. Cheeky boy.
All right, so question number one.
Who would you say wears the pants in the relationship?
I need some dot points under who wears the pants, because I am much more demanding, but Angus gets the job done. So what does that mean?
All right, let's find out.
What do you think? Definitely Jess. I'm a little bitch.
A little bitch.
So true.
Oh, okay. All right, Jessica. What nickname does Angus hate that you call him?
Oh, I call him a lot.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
Sweet angel man.
She calls me little dumpling man or like little chocolate man, or when I'm enjoying something, she'll call me little whatever that thing is, man. Either that or sweet angel.
I mean, there's so much to unpack. There's so much to unpack there. Like dumpling man.
Dumpling man. I didn't know you didn't like little chocolate man.
What do you mean? You think I like little dumpling man?
The fact that Angus said he's your little bitch before that, I really see it now.
I thought as soon as I said sweet angel man, I thought, no, he doesn't like Mr. Puppy Pants either.
Oh, Mr. Puppy Pants. I forgot about that one.
Ooh. All right. What's the weirdest thing Jess has ever done?
I've ever done in my life.
Yep.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. Okay. You know Fred Flintstone when he goes to...
Never done it, dude.
You know,
exactly.
You know when he goes to bowl and he does the tippy toe run?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I often do a tippy toe run, like very little stamps. Yeah. And I approach him that way. Just if he's sitting down, he's just arrived home. Why am I telling you this? Is that it? Please,
I'm learning so much about you two today.
I know, this is great. All right, this is what Angus thought the weirdest thing you've done is.
Making up songs to like popular tunes, but changing the lyrics to involve our names.
Well, now I'm going to have to give him an example. You understand that? It'd just be like, Angus, yeah, he's having a shower. He looks great in the nude. Angus, woo, yeah, make sure you wash between your toes.
These are all great songs.
So much. All right, next question. If it's Gus's last meal on Earth, Jess, what do you think he's eating?
Roast potatoes. Is it potatoes?
Find out what he said.
Hands down, satay chicken from Emerald Garden at West New Lantern. Side of vegetarian rice.
Oh boy, that's a food one as well. I thought you'd nail that.
Mate, I was so confident. I've never been more confident about an answer in my life.
Yeah, I forgot about the roast potatoes.
God damn, well, obviously they're not your favourite.
All right, strangest place you've done the deed.
Oh yes. Gosh.
Angus has answered it, so this is
going
to be
good. Yeah.
We could get too weird.
And just so you know, his answer is 26 seconds long.
He's explaining it. Well, the reason we were...
You explain it. I'm going to go. Angus organised when we were in New Zealand, this beautiful eco cabin thing in the wilderness, no one around except some sheep, and like we did it on the,
don't
in
need
the
it.
Field. Like out to, in, amongst the sheep.
I'm going to need the details. Amongst the sheep. Okay.
Tell your favorite.
I actually, on my timeline of Angus, you know, I've kept a record of any important date.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have first time bang outside in my timeline.
All right. Let's find out if that is the strangest in Angus's mind.
Really? All right. It was in the middle of a paddock in New Zealand.
Boom.
Need we have more? And times like these, Angus, how do you feel about marrying a radio host?
Depends what the result of this quiz is. It could be off here.
This next one's going to be kind of juicy, guys. If you could change one thing about your relationship, what would it be?
Oh, I would say, this is very selfish, I wish Angus also did a job that had the same hours as me, so then we could come home at the same time and just have the same sort of day.
Okay.
Does that sound real needy?
A little bit clingy.
Not too much to ask.
This is what Angus said.
Is that what he wants too?
Honestly, I don't know what that one thing would be. Hey, look, it'd be nice to share the cooking a little bit. That's all I'm saying. Pasta, risotto, baked dinners, chicken and veg. Help a brother out.
Did he just say chicken and veg? You want to go to Ducko? Because you ain't getting chicken and veg in my house.
I was just listening anything.
Come anything on over.
Open a bag
soup.
Of corn chips for the man.
I make soup.
Assemble a cheese board.
I do a nice soup.
You do like my soup. Yeah, chicken soup.
All right. I just need to tell you that we've tallied the numbers here, Jess.
Yeah.
What is a pass?
50.
How much grace are we giving? What if it's exactly 50?
Well, if I was the teacher marking the homework and they got 50, they know half the material, which is good enough for me. You're a numbers guy, Gilly.
You got exactly 50%.
Oh, I don't know if you should be happy about that, guys. I would have thought you'd be a strong 80.
As would I, Ducko. I'm really kicking myself over the roast potatoes. He's really stitched me up with that satay chicken BS. So what does this mean?
I think the wedding's off.
Yeah, wedding's on.
I think maybe incorporate this into your vows.
Tell you what, in your vows, put the story about New Zealand and where you slept together intimately.
And the fancy party pies.
My grandma will love it.